Hey, this is Mia Johnson for the Local Journalism Initiative, reporting from Met Radio, CGTM, 1280 AM on the dial. We're in downtown Toronto. Here's your community update. Council is in session, and Toronto councillors want more clarity around data center proposals. Meanwhile, the public continues to push for a citywide moratorium. Let's get into it.
What do we want?
Moratorium.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Moratorium.
When do we want it?
Up on July's council agenda are two members' motions concerning one data center in Scarborough and one in Etobicoke. Neither motion includes a moratorium on said projects, which thousands of residents in Toronto have been asking for amid climate change-driven heat waves and heavy smoke from wildfires in recent weeks.
We are seeing data centers be built across North America of similar sizes and that are hyperscale, and we're seeing those impacts, right?
Concerns around this kind of data infrastructure range from potential noise, electricity demand, water use, residents have said. Aaron Mackey is an organizer for the grassroots group Unplug that's pushing for a moratorium on AI data centers province-wide. That's pushing for a moratorium on artificial intelligence-focused data centers province-wide. She's also a volunteer with the working class movement Common Horizon Toronto.
There are communities that have polluted waterways. There are communities that their energy bills have gone up because of these data centers. There are communities where their air quality has decreased and there's significant noise pollution.
A digital infrastructure company named Stack Infrastructure, that's headquartered in Denver, United States, is in the process of expanding their existing facility at the corner of Birchmount Road and Danforth Avenue into a 56-megawatt data center, which for context would be enough electricity to power over 50,000 homes. The Scarborough Southwest councillor Parthi Kandvel told Met Radio at a public meeting last week about said data center that he would be in favor of a moratorium on this application as the city gets to work on its review of large data centers and their impacts. In the meantime,
my motion advances a response. The current process is not adequate for infrastructure of this scale.
His motion states, quote, no approval before answers, unquote, and that an application of this scale should not be finalized while critical questions go unanswered.
We should ask questions, serious questions about Canadian data sovereignty, control of critical digital infrastructure, where the benefits of this investment will flow, and whether Canadian public interests are being protected. Residents in my ward raise these concerns with our office in the city.
Almost 5,000 signatories backed Candeville's motion. And in a surprise amendment last night, the Scarborough councillor asked the provincial government to deliver a clear framework for municipalities as well.
Provincial law may limit council's formal authority, but it does not limit our responsibility to fight for our communities.
Both Councillor Alejandro Bravo and Chris Moyes had long motions requesting more studies and information on data centers. Both Councillor Alejandro Bravo and Chris Moyes had long motions requesting more studies and information on data centers. Meanwhile, the Etobicoke North Councillor Vincent Crisanti is taking similar steps to address recent backlash. He's asking the city to weigh in on environmental, electricity, and water consumption concerns that could come with Microsoft's proposed data center at 48 Lowe's Place. All data center motions passed unanimously on Thursday. Clearly, councillors are feeling the pressure of the issue, but Aaron Mackey and other constituents were hoping to see the city go a step further. 40-some protesters showed up to City Hall Wednesday calling on councillors to pause developments until costs to residents, ecosystems, resources, and the climate can be gauged, joining the chorus of Canadians across the country who are pushing back on power-intensive data centers. Councillors in Mississauga, Toronto's neighboring city, voted Wednesday in favor of a data center moratorium of up to 1 year, potentially two, while the city looks at impacts and how they could be regulated.
We have not seen data centers of this size and this scale in our city before. And instead of turning their back on communities, they could pass a moratorium and say, we are going to pause these developments until we understand their impact. right? Which is the absolute bare minimum that a city government should do. I want my city government, and so do thousands of others, want their city government to stand up for them, to do what's right and to assess these types of projects instead of just allowing them to go through without any rules or regulations, right?
Cheyenne Guha, a University of Toronto professor and public interest technologist, said all governments should be looking towards more long-term solutions.
Moratoriums are a band-aid. Moratoriums are a reactionary, let's pause on this initiative. Moratoriums are something that policymakers do to make it appear as if they're doing something. My broader inference here is a lot more forward-looking, is a lot more long-term, right? Like, governance has to be long-term. Governance cannot be a set of band-aids that we do on an ad hoc basis based on different municipalities within the province, right? Now, look at somebody like I really want this debate to focus on, Canadian politics. But you brought up Governor Hochul in New York. Governor Hochul has majorities in their legislature. So they could have, instead of passing moratorium, they could have actually passed a governance framework, but they didn't. They did a moratorium because that's the easy band-aid solution. That's like, you're appeasing your constituents in the moment. That is not good governance. Like a moratorium, we should not be in this situation where we need to have moratoriums. We should be in a situation where we have a plan of action and we have a framework and everything keeps moving through that, legally passed regulation, legally passed framework. So we don't need moratoriums.
Guha has been a regular voice on artificial intelligence, data centers, and public accountability in Canadian media. He studies how governments use artificial intelligence to allocate public resources and builds the methods and tools to govern those systems. Thanks to a York University paper that gave us some more concrete numbers to reference, there are currently 96 hyperscale data centers already announced or in development in Canada. We asked Guha how governments are managing the load. Here is part of that conversation.
Right now in the case of AI data centers, we're getting all of these applications and things are just being constructed because we don't have that regulatory framework. And that is leading to citizen pushback because what are citizens supposed to do? If you feel like this is a thing that's going to adversely affect your community, you have no choice but to protest. If we had a regulatory framework, then we would have a process for contestation, recourse mechanisms, appeals process, all of these things. We have none of those things right now. Right now, the citizens have no choice but to protest. That then leads to a reactionary moratorium. So this is the kind of short-term band-aid governance that's not good. This is a huge issue, particularly for governments, because I think governments at all levels in Canada are kind of not prepared. AI is a disruptive technology, and in Canada's history, we've had a lot of different types of disruptive technologies, and we've usually managed them pretty well. We've done highways, we've done waterways, we've done mines, we've done pipelines, we've done quarries, right? So we've done all of these things. And every single time, there's a common pattern. And the pattern usually is, we've usually figured out what the governance framework is going to be. However imperfect, we figured out what the governance framework is going to be before we deploy said and manage said infrastructure. What's happening right now is we have no governance framework at any level. You will be hard-pressed to find anything from the federal government, the different provincial and territorial governments, and the different local and municipal governments that talk about governing this particular piece of critical national infrastructure. So, when you look at that and you realize that, we're building data centers and we're doing AI, but we actually don't know how to govern it, that does not sound like a very credible way to do governance. And usually we are very credible. Different governments in Canada are quite credible at managing infrastructure. That is the biggest difference. And the governments at different levels have just not been prepared for this. So that's where we are at right now.
In the absence of provincial AI governance frameworks, he said municipalities are being reactionary as constituents hard-press them for fast solutions.
Municipalities are not well-equipped to deal with AI, and so what they're doing is knee-jerk reactions, kind of using existing bylaws to pass moratoriums or to push back or, you know, change zoning or other creative ways of listening to their constituents.
And here's why councillors in Toronto aren't going for moratoriums either. Councillor Diane Sachs, who pushed for the initial report on data center impacts on local communities, took the moratorium question to Toronto's chief legal officer.
I did check with our city solicitor whether we could just adopt a moratorium citywide right now, and we can't.
Here's why. In order to adopt a zoning bylaw, notice would have to be given.
We can't pass something right away. We have to give notice, involve the public, have a conversation.
So the public has to be involved. Conversations need to be had. And that process hasn't even begun yet, Sachs said. What council started with was Councillor Rachel Chernos-Lynn and Sachs's motion to get answers and to figure out what can be done about data centers, which will be due back early 2027.
We have to think about how data centers get on and off systems, because they can bring down a whole grid. There's also issues about water, definitely issues about noise, mostly about generation. We don't have a good plan for it right now. We treat them as if they're just like any other warehouse, and that's wrong.
At the same time, Sachs said the city urgently needs the provincial government to give direction to the Ontario Energy Board to change the connection rules.
Right now, we have a first-come, first-serve kind of connection system, which works when you're talking about more or less comparable entities. You know, your house, you should be able to connect somebody, as long as there's supply, you know, somebody else should be able to connect their house.
But when it comes to large data centers that require large amounts of energy to keep systems operating effectively, she said it's a different story.
With the extraordinary demands they can put on the grid, it can't just be automatic first come, first serve, because that could mean that they're sucking up all the capacity that would otherwise go to allowing everybody else to electrify, which we absolutely have to have as a way of getting freedom from fossil fuels, some immunity from geopolitical madness, bringing costs down, bringing noise down, bringing air pollution down, and so on. So it's really important that we have a sensible regulatory system and not just, you know, eyes wide shut, pretending this is like anything else. It's not.
Prioritizing and approving connection requests from data center projects that serve the province's economic interests is front of mind at Queen's Park. Those legislative amendments to the Electricity Act came into force in December and without clear guardrails. At this stage, it remains unclear how this will work in practice and whether data centers will be given preferential treatment in system planning. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Mia Johnson.